I'll talk about the prospect of rye in as a forest crop in the southern Great Plains. Livestock and forest production are the largest contributor to the agricultural income in the southern Great Plains. And we are in the Forest Improvement Division of the Nobel Foundation, are primarily interested in the forest production. So yield, both yield and quality, and also the economic importance, make small grains the useful forest crops, which can greatly influence the livestock production. Small grains are grown primarily for the cool season pasture when farmers do not have much choice for grazing their animals. So let's look at the distribution. So mainly the summer grasses are available from May to October, and the winter grasses are available from March to June. So there is a huge gap from November to February where the small grains can feed the best. So we can get a pretty good forest during the November, December, and January, February from the forest crops, and thus grazing animals in these small grains can greatly enhance the annual, the animal weight gain. Small grains have the greatest potential for early fall and winter forests because this is the time farmers doesn't have choice for grazing their animal. And it can also be grown as hay crop, which can, with high nutritional quality. There are several small grains are available, but we are primarily interested on rye, wheat, triticale, and oat. Each of these crops have their own advantage and disadvantage. And our target is to find which of these crops can fit the best in our cropping system and can be used as a forest crop in the southern Great Plains. With this, the objective of our experiment is to improve the cultivar for early fall winter forest production and cultivar with better grazing tolerance, and also develop cultivar which can withstand deeper planting. From our breeding program, we usually plant the rye, wheat, triticale, and oat lines in two different Oklahoma locations. One is in Ardmore, which is characterized by heavy clay loam soil, and also in Burneyville, which is characterized by light textured sandy loam soil. We usually plant these seeds during mid-September to late September, and graze and clip during fall, winter, spring, and late spring. So here is the yield potential of different small grains in southern Oklahoma. This arrow indicates the yield potential, and these bars indicate the average yield. In case of rye, there are 24 cultivars. For wheat, 25 cultivars, and triticale, 14 cultivars, and oat, 16 cultivar average. If we see that rye have the best potential in the southern Great Plains, which produce on an average more than 6,000 pounds of dried forage. So, rye has the best potential in the southern Oklahoma. We also evaluated these rye lines in North Texas in two different locations. Here I'm presenting the results from Iowa Park, Texas. And this is the fall forage potential of different small grains. If you can see that the oat have the best potential as a fall forage. And rye also have pretty good potential with more than 1,500 pounds of dry forage during the fall season. But as the season progresses, we see a great change. You see, these are the outlines, and those are mostly dormant or dead. Rice still growing, and wheat and triticale are in between. Let's see the yield potential during the winter time. Rye has the greatest potential for winter forage, and see the oat didn't have any forage left. So if you compare with the fall forage, rye still have the best potential for fall and winter forage. Triticale is the next potential one, and oat though have the highest potential for fall forage, but didn't have any potential during the winter times. Thus, we found that rye has the best potential for fall and winter forage. If you consider the total forage yield, this line indicates the average yield, which is about 4,775 kilograms per hectare, and these bars indicate the deviation from the mean yield. And we can see that all the rye lines produced more than the average forage yield, and wheat and triticale are just in between. The oat and barley lines yield was less than the average forage yield. Thus, indicates that the rye has the best potential as a forage crop in the southern Great Plains. Look at the nutritional quality. Usually, ADF and NDF is considered as as an indicator of forage quality. If we look, there is not a whole lot of difference for ADF and NDF among the different small grains. So usually the ADF increases, the forage digestibility decreases, and NDF increases, the total dry matter intake decreases. So from that perspective, both ADF and NDF are pretty important, and we can see that for ADF and NDF, none of the forage none of the small grains have great advantage or disadvantage. However, the oat has the least ADF and NDF, and rye has the highest ADF and NDF. If we look at the progress over the season, for the early fall, the highest quality forage we can get. As the season progresses, the quality decreases for both crude protein, ADF, NDF, and IBDMD. As I mentioned before, with the increase of IBDMD, the forage digestibility decreases. Thus, indicated that the fall and winter forage might be the potential and where rye is the best, and thus indicated that rye can be a best potential forage crop in the southern Great Plains. In past years, we released 6 rye lines from our Noble Foundation breeding program, and our latest release is Mayton 2, which we just released last year. All our new lines, that is the best, Oaklawn and Mayton, have a great potential for fall-winter forage. Our early release, like Elbon and Mayton, is mainly developed for spring forage. The best advantage of Mayton 2 is that it produces about 55% higher early fall-winter forage over its late parent, Mayton. TAPCO is the commercial partner who is taking care of the seed production and seed distribution for Mayton 2. These are some of the lines which are in pipeline, which we selected as the superior lines from our breeding program. And we recently also published a breeder's brochure, which include the cultivar identification, the comparative performance of these lines, and plant characteristic, the pedigree, and also the expected release of these cultivars. The next thing is cultivar development for grazing tolerant. We actually initiated 2 breeding programs. One, the evaluation of the advanced lines for the grazing tolerance, and we also initiated breeding program for early generation to develop new lines which have the grazing tolerance. From our preliminary study, we found that wheat has the best grazing tolerance, and rye and triticale is in between, and oats has the least grazing tolerance. We also found that sustainable variation exists among different lines within a crop. So thus indicates that we can select the better lines, that is the grazing tolerant lines, within our collection. Now there are many advantages of rye, but the main disadvantage is its planting. Like deeper planting makes rye poor emergence. So we need to find some of the rye lines which can plant it deeper but still have the good emergence. So we initiated a pilot study with different sowing depth from starting from 1 inch to 4 inch, and we found that from 2.5 inch it starts segregating, and we can get a good segregation at 4 inch sowing depth. So we then did the take 12 rye lines and start this experiment with 2.5, 3, 3.5 and 4 inch sowing depth. And we found that it's not the germination. The seedlings are germinated, but due to long coleoptile, these seeds cannot pass the soil column, so didn't emerge. On the other hand, this has the long coleoptile and thus can pass the soil column, 4 inch column, and can emerge. So this is the results of our sowing study, and we see that the germination reduced from 73% to just 16% with 4 inch sowing depth, and the coleoptile length is just related with the sowing depth. So we selected lines from the 4 inch sowing depth and make crosses among themselves, and selected the first generation of seed and going for the second round of selection, which is in progress. So in summary, rye has the greatest potential for early fall, winter, and also the total yield, total forage yield in the southern Great Plains. Rye forage quality is pretty comparable to other small grains. We released the Maton 2, which has the greatest potential for early fall winter forage, and several other lines in pipeline to release as improved cultivars. And we also initiated the breeding program to develop the grazing tolerant and deeper planting resistant rye cultivars. With this, I gratefully acknowledge all our collaborators within the foundation, outside foundation, and with that, thank you for patience hearing.